Adam Leilam Bishagrom Huboso. In Bereshis Vov Pasigimo. So the Sipurna says, Loyodu Ruchibo Adam Leilam Bishagrom Huboso. The Rebishta said to himself, I will not constantly and continuously be in that conflict. What should I do with mankind? What's the destiny of mankind? Should I destroy or allow them to live? Because there are shnei tzadim here. First of all, I'm dealing with daily and doing evil. So it aggravates the magnitude. It expands the magnitude of the chet. Du bist chatzel melakim. So the Sipurna says, "Bizar loshen, eino hoyu." It isn't proper. Shele oylam yiyeh modon lefonai, that there should constantly be before me this question, this problem. What course shall mankind be? Shall I decree set for mankind? Upischem pe modern lefonai, is adintera will constantly be before me. Upischem pe lachloik v'leima, and a pischem pe and a mokim to for the prosecution and defense to present their constant argumentation in an endless chore without limitation, without let up. It's an endless question here. Now, if we're going to evaluate the chet of a human being, we have two perspectives from which to look at. Two points of view. Look who he is. Does chat selam alakim? Bit musa alakim? Selam alakim? Musa alakim? What a chet. What a tremendous chet. What a rebellion. What a meride. Flaunting Hashem. You, with your understanding, with your depth, with your knowledge, you're a human. It's Tzelem Elokim. So you understand what is right and what is wrong and who Hashem is, and you are rejecting and disobeying and wallowing in filth and sin. Meryoy, this is doch the epitome of rebellion. That certainly deserves a sealing of fate with a death sentence. On the other hand, but look at the human. He's the only abos of Adam. Rak ben Adam, bishvil shekein hu boso, hadachav aboso, is a royal arachimol, bishvil shekein hu gam, shegam kein hu boso. Maybe lachtoi loy tzelem dmuz bilvad, he's not only, he's constituted of a compound of different elements. There's a tzelem elokim, so gvaldik. You're doing such a chet, don't give gvaldik. You are doing such a chet. On the other hand, there's a mixture, there's a blend. And b'mele is royal rachim olof. Then it's not such a chet, because if a behemah sins, one that is ignorant, one has no understanding, one has no feeling. He's not so refined and tender and sensitive. So, what kind of a chet is it? Inas mevay is somebody. If he's a psagresa mensch, it's a deeper hurt. And dafa vatzol, more and more biush. Tzar, biush. If he's a gonist, he's a behemen. Of us, he's a behemen. He's in a, doesn't constitute great evil. But here there's a mixture. Is Faran a defense and a prosecution? He said, wow, look, he's such a mensch. Kumtem destruction. Kumtem a death sentence. On the other hand, he's a human being. He's a mensch. Munapim behema, taivik, boso. Boso. Taivik, behamius. Either they correct of mankind. Of course, it's first of all, you know, it's difficult for us to visualize when we see a human. At the same time, we can say, "Ush, sachet." Oei vee, you know who's doing the chet? Tzelem Elokim, what a chet. We look at the day of Mabul, you know, and this is what's before the Meibashten constantly. What should I do with them? Should I destroy them because it's so severe and great because of their greatness? Or should I spare them because they're little nothings, insignificant little pebbles on the beach that don't represent any understanding? So, So we see that there's this constant, that the human, the Tzelem Elokim is never eliminated. And so it appears also for the Baradak. Baradak learns Anzafshat. There is a constant conflict going in within them, between Tzelem Elokim and the Bosa. So even within them, there's a constant conflict going on. So they were not the lowest of people could not eliminate the Tzelem Elokim. And there perhaps is a conflict going on. Now it's difficult for us sometimes to contain within ourselves these paradoxical concepts. How do we view ourselves? It's a horror sometimes. Will use this attorney for defense, the devil's advocate, and say, "Nu vos, schmanita aboso." I mean, it's not as a chet. You have problems. You have temptations. You have this. It's a case of chet. On the other hand, he will argue and try to stamp out from our conscious and alert being that concept of our weakness. You're a human being. You're not a godel. We've been hurt. We've been insulted. We'll certainly say, I'm not a godel. When we have to chart our course in life and find means and ways of navigating ourselves in a proper direction, we will say, or the Yitzhahara will say, you need not to worry about Boso, about Bahamius. You are Tzelem Elokim. You are a great man. You have das, you have intelligence, you have knowledge, you have emotions, and you're certainly the master of that behemoth that's pulling you. You're certainly the rider who rides upon the horse and is in full control of the situation. He can turn and twist and make him run and stop and go and turn the directions just at his beck and call. Because I am the Tzelem Elokim, and the Sultan always emphasizes and highlights one or the other for his diabolical purpose. And it's difficult for us to find our bearings and always to be under the in the reference of mind and heart, that we are a mixture of both. Slabotki stresses Gadol Sa'odo, so that you will understand what a chet is, so that you will understand who is making that chet, who is doing it. We will sometimes tend to forget, oh, even Gadol Sa'odo, I'm a great man, I'm Tzelem Elokim, I need not. I forget my frailties and the human weaknesses and the Nefesh HaBahamis that dwells within me and has such a powerful impact upon my thinking and upon my being. and there's an eternal conflict going in within us. We've got to keep our rationale straight and always remember these two concepts, which are contradictory, because that contradiction exists in the very beginnings of mankind and of the human creation. This is the contradiction that we must remember. Remember my godless and remember my godless at the same time. In what do I live? What air do I breathe? What environment do I exist? What's my habitat? Who am I? Who is the I? What am I? I am both. But sometimes we find it difficult to remember both. We therefore pray to one or another, or to both at different times, at the whim and will of the Sultan. But at all times you have to remember both concepts. And one does not detract or deflect from the other. And while I am the Tzelem Elokim, and while I am great, and while I am supposed to tell myself, how come you do such a thing? Fadil, you should do such a chet. I have to remember that I am. I can't minimize it because I am Boso. Here I use the minimization, and here I use the security and confidence that I will never falter because I am in Tzelem Elokim. Rashi's Lasha learns Pshat, Bishagom Huboso. Kolema, Bishvil Shigam Zoisboy Shehuboso. I will have to destroy him. This will not go on eternally forever because he's also Boso. Not like the Sipuna says, since he's also Boso, then there is a schus, or a point for continuing the present situation and reducing or minimizing the severity of his evil. But on the contrary, Bishagon hu boso zoktrasye vafal became eina nichna lefonai umayim yiye eish oidova koshi. Even though he's boso, and from destiny, in spite of it, he's not submissive. He disobeys, he flaunts, he rejects me. He doesn't subordinate himself. Umayim yiye eish oidova koshi. We can... It appears that the fact that he is boso can at once be advanced as something in my favor to minimize the chet. On the other hand, this very fact that I am boso and yet I'm not nichna. Look what I am. Boso. Shein bo kiyum. So frail. So weak. Haber yeshfelo. And I rebel against the Almighty. I'm so low. So the fact... Not only the fact that I'm Tzelem Elokim is a argument for accentuating the chet, but also the fact that I am Boso is an argument to accentuate the chet, to put it in a proper perspective, to be Boso, and you are rebellious. You are arrogant. Against whom? Against Hashem, against the Creator. You are nothing. Du bist chagonisht. One little wind can blow you over. One little bacteria or virus can destroy you. There is no kiyum. There is no strength. Uish. And he's not subservient. He's rebellious. So this too is a factor, is a potent argument to accentuate the chet. So the herndem chet. Look how little Brial agonist, look, he rebels against me. Eine nichna lefonai. Rat bosa, a stick of flesh, a top flesh, agonist. Noch hazach Rashi adds, im yiyeh eish oidova koshe, umayim yiyeh eish oidova koshe. And Rebbe Mizrachi says, and what would he have done if he were made of a substance that is more powerful than bosa? Where a little virus cannot destroy him. Eish oidova koshe. This too is a device by which one is to recognize and appreciate what he is doing. It appears, he says, that this is the way a human is supposed to think. I am also busel. Was they gear to the chet, sometimes they both combine to accentuate it. I'm a tzelem elekim, and how do you come to do that? You should understand better. And yet you're so weak. You're so insignificant. And you are in your humility and your meekness standing up against Kav Yochu. What a chet. What a gvaldike chetos is. There too we combine both to make the chet great. This dual feeling, this dual existence that we have, this dual emotional, intellectual feeling and understanding that we must experience constantly. And Rashi adds, umayim yiyeh eish amayim. This is another device, apparently, to focus on it. I should be able to daherdos. Wow, look what I had. If I can do this, being so small, see, because for a person to daher how small he is, how weak he is, and he's standing up against the Almighty in all his weakness and meekness and nothingness. Gefault. What would I have done if I were a little stronger? So maybe I can daher what I am doing more. If I were a little stronger. Look, this is a chet. If I want to learn the chet, and if I want to daher, like we say in Musa, daher, daher, what am I doing? I will use, first of all, the fact that I'm a tzelem elokim. I should understand much better. I will use also the fact that I am a ber yeshfelo. I am a little nothing, anyway, kiyum. And I will add to it the fact, and if I do this being a ber yeshfelo, look how evil I am, because just imagine what would I do if I were a little bit stronger. If I could live 300 years. If I could withstand all the infectious diseases that exist in the world. If I could feel free of any danger to be exposed to illness. If I were eish oidova koshe. If I were strong, if I were powerful, if I were prestigious. If I were afraid of no elements in the world that can overwhelm me. So a person has to put that picture in front of him to be able to see, you're so small and you're doing so much evil. You saw nothing. Just imagine what you would have done if you were a little bit stronger. So b'meile at a herta what he's doing. At a hert mer, at a zet mer, he understands better to define himself. A little insignificant gronisht who can be overwhelmed by chbezbos, by a little infectious organism that you can't even see, that you can't see under a microscope, can kill that great main mountain human, can knock him over. And you are doing this, you are in little nothing. Just imagine if you are Dova Koshi, if you are Rock of Gibraltar, if you can overwhelm all the elements of the world and all the brias, you know, and all the viruses and bacteria and infections and diseases and claims that you could stand like Eshu Dova Koshi. You would be horrible. And this is what you are. Because it's only because you're this, and if you were a little stronger, you would do more. Hesteros has adopted a heaven. Look what you're doing. This is what you are. And what would you have done? So I have to think in that too. You know, when I think in those times, I can see myself in a mirror. I can picture myself. You see, in other words, it's a Frankenstein that grows. Here's my little amoeba. And look at the mirror. And look, if you were Eish, you would do Chveisvos. You see what you are. This is what you are. If you are Dova Kosh, if you weren't afraid of illness, if you weren't afraid of sickness, if you weren't afraid of death, if you weren't afraid of this, you would be a monster. You see what you are. Oh, the hell, the mensch, this is, I imagine that this Rashi produces a device for us to see ourselves in a mirror. What would I look if I were a little stronger? If I were richer? A person who does a chet, you know, he should look at himself and say, look, I do a chet when I'm dependent upon people, and when I'm not so great, and I'm not so strong, and I'm weak, and I'm sick, and I'm frail. Imagine if I were strong, if I were healthy, if I were prestigious, if I had money, what would I do? Do Roshi, should talk to himself and look at himself in the mirror. Do Paskudnik, you Roshi, you're low, good for nothing. Look, you know, look what you're doing when you're a little nothing. Imagine what you would do if you were just a little bit of Chveisvos. You would destroy the whole world. That monster would grow, and this is within you. It's this is you. This is what you are. Just imagine with a person, how helpful it would be to us, you know, if we could see that and think about us in such terms. If you weren't afraid of death, if we weren't afraid of this, if I wasn't afraid of this, if I wasn't afraid of the next guy, if I wasn't afraid of people, if I wasn't afraid of nobody, if I was strong muscles and I was healthy and I was rich and I knew that I could live for hundreds and hundreds of years, I would be such a minuvel as that developed to Sachnish Gizet. Because in proportion, you see, of what I am now, this is what I would be under certain different circumstances. This is what I should try to use a geometric progression to picture myself, that monster, that Frankenstein that you are. That's what I should use. The mathematical criteria by which to build up that monster and see, in other words, to expand what I am doing. And against whom are you doing it? And in conjunction with that, I throw in the fact, Chatzela Melekim, you, Chatzela Melekim, should do such things. Alles Ding zusammen. Beisai, you know, we spoke about the Vestoch Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and we try to talk to ourselves, and we want to make new resolutions. We mentioned the fact that the least of Israel taught us that at least the beginning of what we can do is to learn Musa, so that we can see ourselves, so we can understand ourselves, so we can take a second glance at ourselves, which might be so helpful. So that we can use mathematics and imagination and to see what we are doing, to focus on our way of life, to focus on our behavior, to focus on our composition, to focus on our being, to know what we are doing, who is doing what. Just to stop and think. So Rabbi Soil says that even if we're not doing tshuva, this is of a begeta uisichu. There's hope for us. Well, how can we So I want to use this opportunity to be mechazek ourselves again. Chazal tell us right after Yom Kippur, we have to, the Rebbe Shlomo tells us to prepare for the next Yom Kippur, for the next Rosh Hashanah. And this is not the erste Sach, this is our Mesere. This is the first thing that we must do. If a person can go about his life without opening a Musar Sefer, then he's not Begera, it's Mesoyal Sekt, he's not Begera, we're not Begera, it's a Tshuva. We cannot hope to see those very simple things about ourselves. We cannot hope to study ourselves. We cannot hope to reach ourselves. We don't know about Tzelem Elokim, and we don't know about the Shiflus and the Gadlus and the Katnus and who we are and what are we doing, and put ourselves in a mirror and a focus and imaginative devices. We have no tachbules. Musa gives us tachbules. Musa gives us understanding. Musa reaches to our heart and our minds. If we don't do that, Achman Slander, what do we hope for? What can one expect? This is what we have been taught from the Mesire Alamo, if without Musa, certainly for such people as we are in our generation today, even generations back, there is no hope. We cannot improve. Rabbi Israel swears by it. No human will improve without Musa. Maybe he can do without Musa, but he will never improve himself. Never. So it means if we are doing something that's not right, we'll never correct it. There is no hope for our correction. They're very rare. It's almost impossible. So we spoke about this in Yom Kippur, and I'm sure that all of us have thought about it, that we're going to make Seder, that must be a Seder to learn Musa. And the Yetzer Hara fights it the most, and with all his weaponry. Won't help you, doesn't help you. See, you learned Musa yesterday, did the same thing again today. Doesn't mean really waste your time with Musa, with Chafetz Chaim, with Shmir HaSalosh, it's a waste of time. It doesn't mean, first of all, you tell him Elohim, either you're good anyway. You don't need tachbules, you know. If you don't need tachbules, who needs it? I'm okay. Tzalam Elokim. Or there, I'm Brosso. It won't do any good. It doesn't help. It didn't help you. It won't help you. And it's nothing. It's not true. It's Sheker. We are denying Torah. We're denying Emes. If we do that, then we're just rejecting was the Rebbe Shtat and Zigeben Teira Musa to help us. We're not Begeder Eise Tshuva, Klara de Bura. How can we exert all our effort? I'm sure that all of us have made at least that resolution in the way. And we're going to learn Musa. Shmir Salosh, Musa. To learn about ourselves, to learn to think, to learn to tracht of our composition, to learn to see what we look like in the mirror, to introspect into ourselves, to think in terms of Yiras Shamayim, of what is the end and what is the purpose of life, and what is the meaning. It's right after Yom Navoyim. This is our first onset of this Man Abesa. And this applies to everybody. For those who just entered the yeshiva, and for those who are just about ready to leave the yeshiva. The Yetzer Hara concentrates his most powerful fire against Musa. I heard this from the Rabbi Moshe Zimmerman, that said that there's a Bish Yosef who says that this is the last position that the Yetzer Hara will give. If you want to be full, of course, if I don't learn, Teira is too potent a weapon against him. If he loses this battle, let you learn, but please don't touch him with a sefer. That's the worst thing on earth. Believe in unser Messiah. Von anderen Messiah als Geseder, lerne Musa und Tachbules und Trachten, die Weiß, das. Otherwise we are Kisushet Vamuchom. Well, we believe in Zerech Chazal, we believe in Zerech Teli, we believe Tos Hestere. So how can we be so negligent in Musa, Musa Seder? I mean, and if we are negligent, we can rest assured that we might pass through our lives without touching Musa Seder. Without touching it. And feeling secure. And how wrong one is, how wrong we are. Go through our lifetime. We can guarantee each other that one who is not accustomed to opening a Musa Sefer and Yeshiva, because it's a waste of time, or he can use that time for a better purpose. The 20 minutes comes in an inopportune time. Why, we can cut out Mincha and Musa, we can have an extra, we can add to the bulk of the time that exists before and expand it. And what is it? So, Kusof, it's not a thesis, it's not a mashur. It's not a Masechta Shabbos. It's a Mincha Musa. I mean, it's not much. It's Chetzin Esveg Mincha and Tfilah B'Tzibah. But I'm talking about not that this doesn't mean anything, but Kvalt of a Musa Ben Am Kula Ben Shalom. I mean, I'm sure that we have all thought about it. Yom Navoy, and we wanted to rely on the Avtocha of Yisrael, as Bistamim in the best in Shalmailo. That Musa, if I embrace Musa, to learn Musa, to open a Musa Sefer, I'm begetter, is it true? But if I can go my life without opening one, so where it says, they say, there's no hope for us. So on Bayside, please, it may be difficult at first, it's a horror, as I say, that Absoil says that. What he says is, well, it doesn't help. If you're good, you're good. If you're not good, you're not good. It makes no difference. And he'll bring proof. He'll support his argumentation with Rias. But he's wrong. He says, Absoil says that every drop of water makes the indentation in stone. It's not it's the accumulation that makes it visible to the naked eye. But what Rav Akiva saw was that every drop really made an indentation. But it's not visible. It's not picked up by the eye lens. It's not that it's after so much, it makes erasure, an impact. It's there. Everything we do is there. And continuity is the secret to that success. That's why Rabbi Soil says that even for people, for instance, who cannot perhaps find time during a week, and they learn Musa from Shabbos to Shabbos, he says that at least during a week, a couple of times, they should, a couple of minutes at least, to look into the Musa Sefer, so that to keep that roshim, it should not, that the flame shouldn't die down, where you have to start a new flame again. Continuity is the secret to that indentation in stone. And he says it's accumulative. It has an accumulative effect, slowly, step by step. So we learned yesterday Musa and the day before, and doesn't seem to have a bearing on us. And this is what the Yitzhahor uses. But if you learn for 6 months and for a year, it will have a bearing. There will be something. And sometimes the Musa Sefer doesn't go and my mind isn't at it. Just sit there. Just keep going. Keep going. And it helps. It helps us. And it's not so difficult once we get accustomed to it and achieve it. She is to it. And look how the Yitzhahor is so powerful. If Rabbi Soil would stand here before us and would tell us, this is what we must do. This can give us eternity and beauty in life. And without it, we are lost. Wouldn't we believe him? Look how powerful the Yitzhahor is, what effect he has upon us. And say, later tomorrow makes me different. It doesn't help me anyway. Maybe I speak about other people. We can't even present logical arguments. We can't even find logical arguments why we don't learn Musa. And yet we don't. Because the Yitzhahor is so strong and he concentrates his most potent firepower against this aspect. So you see how that's what Chabbis Yosef says, this is the most important field, this is the most important area. So what do? I say, it's the most opportune time. Mincha Musar is the most opportune time to maybe do something, to extend the hour and a half break to 2 hours and come a little late, 50 minutes into the Seder, have 2 hours and 50 minutes. If it's a half hour, 2.5 hours. That's a chticha ruile schabit. When you come in with Mincha Musar, it breaks up 2.5 hours. And what for? What is there? So this is what I came for myself and for you and for everybody. You know, we've just gone through Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. At least we ought to begin with that. Mincha Musar, and Mincha is a device that helps us to come to the Musar Seder. We know it's the weakest thing. We know it's the strongest concentration of the Yetzer Hara's firepower. We know it. So if we have at least, this is why we instituted, this is what we try to make Musa right after Mincha. At least we daven. It's been daven, but it's not Musa Sefer too. We didn't want to be geren to the Musa, as long as it's daven and Mincha eich. It's recht to say, because of Musa, we're geren, as long as daven and Mincha, because as you are one after the other, it adds up, you know, to a half hour, more than a half hour, it's a lot of time. So maybe Kenzanim is Gerem Gamzon's Dana Mincha. If Mincha were later, maybe we'd come to Mincha, it's in Dana, and I'd say, I have to follow by Musa, who needs that? That's not so important. And we thought that, Fakir, we wanted to help it, that to introduce Mincha before, so there will be another Hechach. Musa is so important to make Mincha, that I'll have to make it. Viele, Elos and Lerner Musa too. And sometimes we find that people sometimes daven Mincha run out from Musa. I mean, this is our Messiah. This is what we follow. This is what we believe. And it's not even disputed or argued anymore. It's been accepted throughout the Yeshivish ganze Welt. Except that we know that there's persistent negligence, because this is where the Yetzer Hara concentrates his full-fledged attack. This is because this in itself proves the fact that this is the most tender and sensitive area. This is, we can hope, I say, Elohim Musar, constantly, steadily, continuously. Continuity is the secret to success. That continuity, we begin to feel epis, something is moving with us. It keeps on going day by day, day by day. To know that anything you don't learn a whole day, but rather not to learn a whole day, but that 20 minutes, Musa said, I must be there. Because like Rabbi Soil says, if we learn Musa, we'll find time to learn. You know, the Shiloh one came to ask him, you know, he has no time to learn. He only has 10 minutes, 5 minutes, what should he do? So told him, learn Musa. Because if you learn Musa, you'll find that you have more time. So if a person has to make a choice, I won't learn a whole day, I'll learn the 20 best words. Musa said. However, then I'll learn Musa myself, so we know we don't do that. This was why some Gdelin thought it's better to learn by yourself, because it's more, you're more conditioned, you're more emotionally receptive than, you know, an official Seder. But due to our weakness, we can't do that. It's a horrible tell us that too. I'll learn Musa later myself. But you and I both know it doesn't happen. It's very difficult. And once we get used to not learning Musa, it's so difficult to get into it. Oh, gefault, if a person should just their hair. That if he doesn't touch a Musa Sefer, he might go through his lifetime without Musa learning. And that means that he's hopeless. He may be what he is, he may go down, but he certainly will not go up. Certainly not. That's what Rav Soil says, befeirish, never. And there's certainly good reason that he will go down rather than up, especially when we go into life. And there isn't the learning to protect us. There isn't the atmosphere to protect us. There isn't the environment to protect us. And we're not accustomed to opening Musa Sefer. We don't believe it has any effect. We don't believe it has any meaning. When all our daily manifest generations stand and swear by Sefer Torah that this is the only weapon, this is the only means, doesn't help. Without rhyme and without reason.